So with October being Fire Prevention Month, it is appropriate to give the Public Safety Department highlights this evening. Our current Public Safety Department is comprised of 246 individuals and includes 18 public safety civilians, 100 volunteers, which is amazing, 74 uniformed police officers, career firefighters, career EMTs and paramedics, and 75 volunteer firefighters. And then I'd like to give a report on the year-to-date call volume that we've had that goes from January 1st to September 30th of this year. The number of EMS calls for that time period are 3,498, maybe 3,499. The number of fire calls were 1,328, and this number just astounds me. The number of police calls were 23,494. The mobile stroke unit went into service yesterday at 8 a.m., and then by 8:20, it went out on its first call. So it shows us the need for this truck to be put into service. We remain grateful to Jefferson Healthcare for this collaboration. This truck will be in service for 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is staffed by an Upper Marion Township EMS EMT, an Upper Marion Township EMS paramedic, a Jefferson Health CT tech, and also a Jefferson Health pre-hospital nurse. The members of public safety participate in continuing and ongoing training to maintain their standards that are second to none. A recent NIMS G42 training regarding procedures and protocols was held here at the Township Building for Township leadership, including all five of us Board of Supervisors. There are frequent opportunities for the general public to engage with our police department. Our recent National Night Out held here at the Township Building. Sweetsburg had their annual Fire Prevention Expo last night. There are things like coffee with a cop, car seat check event, and many, many other community service events that our public safety department holds for us. Our public safety team is exceptional and professional and work diligently to keep our community safe. We are proud of all the members and owe them our deepest gratitude. Okay, now we get into an exciting part of the evening, new business. We'll be having some swearing-in ceremonies and some promotions, and I will turn this floor over to our public safety team. I don't know who would like to lead this off, but I see Public Safety Director Lise at the podium.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to express our appreciation to the Board of Supervisors, the Township Manager, administrative staff, and of course, the community for bringing us all together tonight to recognize the excellent work that our fire and EMS team does each and every day to help protect and take care of our community. In addition to this, we'll be swearing in new team members into our fire and EMS family, which you'll see in a moment. It is my honor to introduce Chief Johnson to the podium to recognize our team members who will be receiving awards tonight, in addition to swearing in our new family members to the fire and EMS team. Chief Johnson.
Thank you, Director Lise. Good evening, Chairperson Garzillo, members of the board, Manager Hamaday, and of course our citizens. Like the director and Chairperson Garzillo said, we have a busy evening tonight. We have swearing-ins, service awards, Firefighter of the Year, Provider of the Year, and a proclamation will be read. So over the past few months, we have had several EMS providers and one firefighter resign for various reasons that include exploring other opportunities. We are here tonight to swear in four EMTs and two paramedics. Four of these providers will be assigned to the mobile stroke unit, supporting our partnership with Jefferson Health System. The agenda reflects an EMS captain promotion. However, we will be postponing that promotion to a future Board of Supervisor meeting. We also have an EMS member transferring to the fire division. We are fortunate to have members vetted and qualified to immediately fill our fire division vacancy, allowing for no interruption with our safer funded personnel. The first person we will swear in tonight will be Daniel Baker. Dan has an extensive amount of experience in the emergency services, both as a volunteer firefighter and as an EMS provider. Dan worked for Chester Crozier and Delaware County Memorial Hospital as an EMT for 8 years. He worked 6 years as a surgical services technician for Jefferson Health, New Jersey. Dan has a significant amount of fire and EMS certifications. His formal education consists of a master's in Homeland Security, a master's degree in Emergency Service Management, and a bachelor's in Emergency Medical Service Administration. In Dan's spare time, he works security for the Philadelphia Phillies and is a member of the Quaker City String Band. Take a position at the front. Next EMT provider we'll be swearing in will be Christopher Yoakum. Chris is a graduate of Spring Ford High School in Royersford. Chris has 23 years experience in EMS. He has previously worked for Lower Providence Ambulance, Community Ambulance Association of Ambler, and Tower Health. Christopher prides himself on his critical thinking skills, his ability to multitask, his proactive approach to his daily work duties. Chris has a broad knowledge of the area and can navigate our countless highways and interchanges with ease. Enjoy. Our next EMT to be sworn in will be Misty Emerson. Misty attended Methacton High School in Eagleville, PA. She also attended North Monco Technical Career Center in Lansdale. She successfully completed a 2-year internship program right here in Upper Marion Township with our Fire and EMS Department. She is a proud member of the King of Prussia Volunteer Fire Company. She is mature beyond her years. We're happy to have her. And she was requested to be a liaison for future high schoolers that wish to seek internships with Upper Marion Township. Please join me at the front. Thank you. Our next EMT provider, Madison Foreman. She likes to be called Maddie Four. Maddie graduated from Wissahickon High School. She attended East Stroudsburg University, earning a bachelor's degree in communications. Maddie was a sports talk radio host for 90.3 FM. She has served as a track reporter for Pocono Raceway, a college sports reporter, and as a snowplow machine operator. She volunteered as an EMT in Lower Providence and has been dedicated part-time EMT right here in Upper Marion Township. Maddie prides herself on having excellent interpersonal skills, a strong work ethic, and a desire to learn and challenge herself. I will ask District Judge Patrick Kraus to come forward and administer the EMT oath at this time.
Good evening. If you could please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Daniel Baker. I, Christopher Yoakum.
I, Christopher Yoakum.
I, Misty Emerson.
I, Misty Emerson.
I, Madison Foreman.
I, Madison Foreman.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend
the Constitution of the United States of America,
the Constitution of the United States of America,
and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania,
and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania,
together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township,
together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township,
and I will discharge my duties as EMT of Upper Marion Township,
and I will discharge my duties as EMT of Upper Marion Township,
with fidelity,
and without consideration
to a person's race, color, sex,
religious creed,
sexual orientation,
age,
national origin,
ancestry,
handicap or disability. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
At this time, stay up there, guys. At this time, can I have their family members that are going to pin their badges come forward?
Again? Joke's on you, I'm naked under here.
Go ahead and pin the badges. Please stand with your family member for a picture. Thank you. Please join me in a round of applause. Next, we will swear in our two paramedic providers. Rachel Burmese. Rachel received her EMT certification at Montgomery County Training Institute, Lansdale, PA, in 2017. She then earned her paramedic certification in 2019 at Delaware County Community College in Media, PA. Rachel spent a few years working for American Medical Services in Philadelphia and then Keystone Quality Transport in Springfield. She served as a paramedic and a paramedic lieutenant for VMSC of Lansdale. Rachel has been with us for a year or so as a part-time member before moving to full-time. Next, we have Michelle Bannon. Michelle graduated from Archbishop Ryan High School in Philadelphia before attending Thompson Institute, where she was certified as a medical assistant. She earned her paramedic certification in 2009 from the Star Technical Institute. Michelle spent some time at Tri-Hampton Rescue Squad in Bucks County as a paramedic before spending many years on Temple's critical care transport team. This invaluable service will especially help support our new mobile stroke unit. Michelle feels her experience with ventilators and infusion pumps, combined with her dedication to EMS, will make her an asset to the Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS team. I'd like to call District Judge Patrick Krause back up now to administer the paramedic oath, please.
Good evening, ladies.
Good evening.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Rachel Burmese.
I, Rachel Burmese.
I'm Michelle Bannon.
I'm Michelle Bannon.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America.
Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties as paramedic of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties as paramedic of Upper Marion Township.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
And without consideration.
And without consideration
to a person's race, color, sex,
to a person's race, color, sex,
religious creed,
religious creed,
sexual
orientation, age, national origin,
ancestry,
ancestry,
handicap or disability,
handicap or disability.
Relax and congratulations.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Will Rachel and Michelle's family members join them for the badge pinning? Next, we will swear in our firefighter, Micah Rich. Micah served as a volunteer firefighter at Harleysville Community Fire Department. Micah attended an 18-week fire academy and worked at York County Fire and Life Safety in Virginia. Micah has countless fire certification. He prides himself on having great communication skills and the desire to help other people. With his excellent EMT skills, he was able to join Upper Marion Township Fire and EMS full-time a few months back. And with our current firefighter opening, he will be able to transfer to the fire division. I'll ask District Judge Patrick Krause now to administer the firefighter oath.
Good evening, sir. How are we doing?
Good, sir.
Micah, could you please raise your right hand and repeat after me? I, Micah Rich.
I, Micah Rich.
Do solemnly swear or affirm?
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support and defend?
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States of America?
The Constitution of the United States of America.
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
And the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township?
Together with the laws and ordinances of Upper Marion Township.
And I will discharge my duties as firefighter EMT?
And I will discharge my duties as firefighter EMT.
Of Upper Marion Township?
Of Upper Marion Township.
With fidelity?
With fidelity.
And without consideration?
And without consideration.
To a person's race, color, sex?
To a person's race, color, sex.
Religious creed?
Religious creed.
Sexual orientation?
Sexual orientation.
Age, national origin?
Age, national origin.
Ancestry?
Ancestry.
Handicap or disability?
Handicap or disability.
Congratulations, Micah. Good luck.
Thank you, sir. Yeah.